My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field level tickets. See the Bronze Bombers against Pittsburgh at Yankee Stadium Friday, September 27th. Right now, be caller number 13 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz. And The Fan. Listen again tomorrow for another chance to win. You know, normally, B-team, we'll get back to these calls in a second here. Giants, Jets, whatever's on your mind, 888-808-1019. Normally, I would not bring up a broadcast of a game.
Okay.
But there was some interesting drama that took place during the Yankee game over the weekend for all of us to watch and see between Michael Kay and John Flaherty. I just thought that that was, I'm assuming you heard this?
I did. I was actually watching it live. That did.
What are they doing? Airing dirty laundry during the game. Guys, come on.
Oh, boy.
Nobody cares about your drama. I mean, I should say nobody cares about it because it is, like, funny to talk about.
Behind
but,
the
like,
curtain stuff,
Yankee
yeah.
fans watching that are like, guys, clean it up. We want to watch the game here.
Yeah.
And you're making it. It was an ugly, I thought an ugly couple of minutes or whatever it was, exchange with Michael Kay and John Flaherty.
I mean, I thought the same thing. So I'm watching it, but I'm kind of half watching it. And I was doing something else at the moment, but I had the game on. And I got a text from one of my buddies on our chains. And he knows I know Michael, which I've known Michael for a long time. He's like, man, he's like, do those guys have history? I'm like, and I wasn't really listening to them. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I hit rewind. I listened. I was like, wow. I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Stopped what I was doing. I'm like, that's so I texted Michael. And one thing he's very good at is like, you know, he'll be in the middle of a game. He'll text you back. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying he's going to write five paragraphs.
Yeah, but he's locked into the game.
Well, come on. He's doing a great job. He can do both. It's easier than you think.
I got it. Yeah.
I mean, I do the same thing with Minko, you know, doing St. John's games, whatever. And I was like, that was, I forget what I wrote. I said something like that was rough. And like, whatever I said, acknowledging like, oof, it didn't sound good, buddy. He defused it. I'm not going to read what he wrote because that's between us. But he said, no. He said, it's really not the case. And I believe him because I've known him for 20 years, right? But the thing where it felt real is when he said about the exec. I heard from the executives that that you prefer working with Ruco.
Oh, my
God. Like, imagine me and you. And we haven't had many of these moments at all. I'm sure we will at some point. Maybe one little tiny flare-up early. Yeah. But imagine me. Imagine you saying, you know, in the middle of a disagreement during our show on the air for All to Decipher, Sal saying, you know what? Well, I already heard from Olivero and Hurley that you love working with Tiki more than you love working with me.
Right.
Like, where do I go from there? That's a tough spot to put me in. I would fire something back, but... That is, you don't hear that every day.
And by the way, if we were to do that, obviously it wouldn't be good. But in talk radio, it almost allows itself to happen more than when you're calling a game. These guys were calling a game. Now, I thought, in case you didn't hear it, just to kind of paraphrase or sum it up a little bit, Flaherty started by saying that Michael was quiet on the bus ride over.
Yes.
So the way that I took it was that Flaherty, who clearly has heard stuff behind the scenes, Flaherty took it personally that Kay was not chatty with him on the bus ride over to the stadium.
And Michael said he didn't feel well. I think he had a vertigo.
Right. So
and
I
if you've ever had that, by the way, that's no joke.
I think Flaherty,
when you're spinning.
In that case, I think Flaherty is in the wrong.
Yeah.
Because you should not have brought that up on the air in a sensitive way.
And the way he said it, he's like, well, I could tell right away you had no interest in having a conversation.
And then
like,
Kay,
oh, well, what do you want me to say from? I'm on the air, bud.
Right.
Where are we going?
Yeah, right. And now Kay started to get bothered by it.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And then they fired back and forth, and Flaherty starts talking about how you don't even want to do road trips anymore.
Yeah.
He said this on the air. And that I prefer, that I heard you prefer, or whatever it was. That he prefers working without him.
No, and he specifically said with Ryan Ruco.
No. But Flaherty said this to Kay first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That you
don't
like doing the road games and that you prefer doing the games when he's not there or something like
that.
And then Kay was like, what the hell's going on here? I'm getting sandbagged. And then he basically fired back and said, no, I've heard that you said you'd prefer doing games with Ruco. Oh, my God. Messy drama during the Yankee game.
I know.
On the damn broadcast. You think both those guys? I'm sure Flaherty got talked to by Yes Network. No.
Well, I mean, listen.
Somebody had it. You can't do that.
Well, I mean, any network. I mean, SNY.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
ESPN.
Then, by the way, then you wonder why SNY is the best broadcast booth in the business, and Kay wants to say that the Yankees are like, come on, it's laughable. I'm not saying this one instance is a, you know, the be-all, end-all barometer for it, but come on now. You got.
Well, I mean, listen. I like John, and John used to come on my show a lot back in the day. It's been a while, but John's not my favorite. Like, when you have, and I love Cohen, and I love Keith and Gary.
Right.
I think they're outstanding, and they very well might be the best.
Right.
But, like, when you have Kay, O'Neill, and Cohn, it's top-notch.
Come on.
It's phenomenal.
Come on.
With Cohn and O'Neill?
Come on.
Come on,
to compare to SNY's booth?
I mean, Gary Cohn. I don't think.
Come on. No.
I mean, listen, Gary is, I will say this, mechanically. I think Gary is better than Michael mechanically. Descriptively,
well,
I think it's fairly the same. And I got to tell you, like, when Gary Cohn's voice goes so high,
right,
it sounds a little
I'm not saying Kay versus Cohen. I'm saying the Mets booth is, like, nationally known as being the... This is not me saying it because I work at SNY, because I'm a Mets fan.
I didn't say that that's
well,
why
no,
you
no,
said
no,
it.
I'm just saying it in general.
It's like, outstanding,
right,
the Mets
right,
booth. Outstanding.
It's not even a Mets versus Yankee thing. It's, like, widely known by many people who vote on this or whatever you want to say, that it's the best booth in baseball.
Hold on.
I can't remember. Kay took issue with that.
I remember that. I do remember that. You say it's widely known.
Yeah.
Well, I just to be fair, I'm going to bust out the literal card. It's widely opined that it's the best.
Yeah, right.
It's not like there's a scoreboard that says, you know, Mets booth 3, Yankees booth 2.
Right.
I mean, there's a huge element of subjectivity that goes into these. But now, it very well might be. And I think, again, I do think the Mets booth is better night to night because there's much more cohesion.
Right.
And I think Gary Cohen is a master at the mechanics. I really do. But, I'm friends with Kay, but
sure,
I do think he's really good. But when you have Cohn, I'm not just saying that because I'm friends, I think he's good. But when you have Cohn and you have Paul O'Neill, two wackos. Like, they laugh at themselves.
Yeah, maybe
Cody's
more consistency
nuts.
Would help. Either way, and I happen to like Flaherty.
He's a little dry. I like him, too. He's a little dry.
I thought that playing out on the air
you can't have that. You can't have that.
That is minor league.
You can't have that.
Best.
It's not. You can't have it.
Oof.
I guarantee Filippelli, who's been there forever, maybe chastised as strong.
That was
but
ugly.
You can't have it. It just, you got to keep that behind the curtain.
I was uncomfortable listening to that and watching.
I wanted
that.
More. I didn't want to go to break. Yeah. Then they were hugging each other. They were hugging each other. Hey,
oh,
see
they
that?
Did? I didn't see
you
that.
Didn't see
when
the
came
hug?
Back? No.
Yeah,
that was after
they
back.
They gave the, we're really okay. And, again, I do want to assert once again, that when I texted Michael, he's like, he actually, again, I can't read what he wrote,
nothing bad.
I just want to protect and respect the relationship. But basically, in his overview, it was like, we're fine.
Right. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad that that's the case, but it did play out on the air. Before we get back to the calls, Hoff, what was that? You have a ranking? This according to who?
Awful announcing.
I mean, it's subjective.
Well, but it's still awful announcing.
It's still somebody, and they
said... What were the rankings? Where were the Mets? I'm assuming
Yankees
number one.
The Yankees were like 15, the Mets were... I remember this.
Yankees were... Oh, sorry. Mets were second. Oh.
Wow, who was first? Mm.
Yankees.
San Francisco.
Okay.
Oh, with Kuiper. One of them got... Didn't one of them get bounced?
Yeah.
Well, it's Krug.
Is it John Miller still doing games?
No, Miller's not doing games anymore.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's Fleming and Kuiper.
Fleming and Kuiper, okay.
And then the Yankees were 24th.
And the Mets were two. Okay.
Yeah.
Who do they have as the Yankee main
three? Based on what? I mean...
Oh, based on awful announcing? Paul.
Okay. They treat us well, so I got no beef with awful announcing. They usually have our back with stuff, you know?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.